Hey, this is Ethan McNeil. Thank you for tuning into our podcast. Me and my brother-in-law, Trent Keith, sell real estate together here in Indiana. If you enjoy our podcast, we'd really appreciate it if you'd leave us a review and subscribe to our channel after you finish listening. Thanks.
Instagram. Hello, everyone. I'm Trent. Ethan with Keith Realty, and we are getting live. Are you ready on Facebook?
I think so. Yep, I think
it's live. All right. Live on Facebook also. Hello, everyone. I'm Trent. This is Ethan with Keith Realty.
Yep.
And have we got information for you today?
Uh-oh.
Are we good?
Just a second. Yep, you're good.
Are we still pausing?
I think I need to not watch this.
We have news stories, we have questions, we have highlighted listings, and Ethan may have a quote. Yes. I didn't get my quote
today. Oh, you didn't get your
today.
Quote. Whoops.
It's very upsetting. It'll just be your quote today, but yeah, we'll survive. All right.
Cool. Well, let's get started.
That's right.
All right. Did you have a... On my one news story... was I saw that the NFL is supposed to be starting soon. And, yeah, are you okay?
I'm good.
Okay. The NFL is supposed to be starting, but they do not have a plan in place yet for how they're going to handle the COVID situation. So what would you do if you were the NFL? Would you open up the stadiums, or would you, you know, practice social distancing there?
First thing I would do if I was going to open up is have a plan. Sounds like a good idea. I would be a little bit different than them, but
yeah,
I think there's a lot of factors that's going to play into that decision. But to say you're going to open up and you not have a plan, I think that means they know about as much as we do at this point.
So there's probably lots of committee meetings going on right now discussing.
Well, there is. I do hope they open up.
I would love to be in on that.
I do.
Yeah.
But get a plan.
As long as they broadcast it on TV, I'll be good.
There you go.
I don't care if they open up the stadiums or not. Just as long
as
they have.
You know, you can see it.
I don't really go to the stadiums anyway, so...
All right. Did you know about the NBA? The NBA is starting the 30th of this month.
Oh.
They all went to Orlando, and they're doing like 8 games to figure out their seating for the playoffs, and then they're starting the playoffs.
Wow. So that's just jumping right into it.
They are going to hit it full force, sounds like. That'll be interesting to see what happens with that. So I'm glad they figured out a way to do it so they can have their end of their season.
Yeah,
for sure. And one of my favorite golfers of all time is playing in a tournament this weekend. Tiger Woods is back on the golf course this weekend.
Awesome.
So we'll see if his rest has helped him or hurt him. We don't know.
Yeah.
Let's see. He was having back issues again. They said that's why he had to take some time off.
See, I didn't even know he wasn't playing.
Yeah. Well, when you get to be my age, you understand why he's having some back issues. He's got to rest. But he'll be back at it this week.
Awesome.
So, anything else?
No, I think that's... I didn't have any
other
news.
That's our big news
stories
for the week. So,
yep.
Basketball, football, Tiger Woods and golf.
Mm-hmm.
It's big stuff.
It is. Yep.
But not as big as real estate.
No, and that's really been the major news story around here lately.
That's
real estate.
Yes, and that's what we're here for.
Yep.
So, we have multiple questions today that people have asked us.
Yep.
And we are going to start through those. Are you going to do the first one or am I?
Yeah, and in case you don't know, if you haven't ever done this before with us, you can comment right now on Instagram or Facebook, however you're watching. And we will see your comment, hopefully, and we will answer that live. So if you have some real estate questions, they don't have to be real estate, but we would prefer they would be. We will answer them. So the first question, what is the best website to look for homes for sale?
Whoa.
That is a good question. There's lots out there, and really... There's basically, there's lots out there. That's a good question. Yeah. Realtor.com is a great one to start with. That will show you all of the MLS listings. Hang on. There we go. We're back on Instagram. Whoops. So Realtor.com will show you all of the MLS listings, and it should be updated. I don't know how quickly it's updated, within, you know, several minutes of a real estate agent posting something for sale. It's on that website. So that's probably the best option. If you're looking for sale by owners, then you can also add Zillow to your list of houses to search for. But the thing that we do notice with Zillow is it is not always updated as quickly. Well, I shouldn't say that. It's not always kept up to date like Realtor.com is. So you run into issues where it'll say a house is for sale or a house is foreclosed and for sale and it's been a couple of years. So we've run into that multiple times. So, yep, Realtor.com would be my go-to, and then, yeah.
Okay, the next question is a question we get multiple times every week. Do you guys have any apartments for rent in Spencer? We do have apartments that we rent, but it is very seldom that we have any available. They seem to stay pretty full. The best thing to do with that is keep an eye on our website, our Keith Realty website, and if we have something that comes available, we will post it on there.
We will.
Ethan will. I won't.
Normally we put it on our Facebook page.
Facebook, yeah. Not the website.
We don't normally put it on our website.
I wonder why you asked me.
Keep looking.
So keep an eye on Facebook.
There we go.
It's really Facebook. I'm just testing everyone. Anyway, other than that, it's really hard to find rentals right now around Spencer. If you want to be put on the list of people looking, I'll leave a message and I will put you on our list of people looking. But like I say, it's few and far between.
Mm-hmm. So. Yep. So if you're looking to add rentals to your portfolio and looking for a location to do that, Spencer's a great place because we have quite a bit of people looking for rentals. Mm-hmm. There we go. All right, the next question. Since you are all my favorites,
wow,
tell me what sets you apart from all other agencies. Well, I don't think we need to, since you said we're already your favorite. But let's see. Obviously, we care about every person that we're helping. We take time to find out exactly what you're looking for, exactly what your concerns are of selling or looking for a house, and we like to form a relationship with our clients. Not just, you know, get you in and out and make it all about business. We like to form a relationship and help you succeed in your real estate endeavors, whatever that is. We also answer questions every Tuesday at noon. So, you know, we tell people, you know, we don't answer questions right now. Come back at Tuesday at noon and we'll do it live. So that's another benefit.
Oh, Ethan nailed it. Our goal is to treat you like we would want to be treated. So we go into it thinking, if this were us, how would we want to go about it? What would we want done? And we try to help everyone that way. It's not about business. It's about building a community. So we're here to help you accomplish what you want to accomplish and make it as simple and easy as we can in the process. Definitely.
Yes. Yep.
Okay, the next question. Should I use a local bank or a mortgage lender? That's a good question. A lot of it depends on who you use for your bank. Do you already bank with a local bank, or do you bank with a national bank, or do you only use credit cards, or what do you do for your finances? Mm-hmm. Because it all depends on what kind of relationship you have built up with the local banks. Mm-hmm. If you've not done anything with them, it's going to be a little bit more difficult It can be good working with a local bank, or it can be good working with a mortgage company. It all depends on a case-by-case basis of what kind of situation you are in yourself.
Yes.
For sure.
Yeah.
There's good and bad in both local banks and the mortgage companies, and we would need to discuss that with you specifically.
Yep. I would say definitely pick somebody local. With that, don't go with somebody you can only talk to over the phone. We've run into so many issues with that, and if there's an issue in your mortgage, good luck getting a hold of those people. Let's see, you had that one out of state bank that, what was it, you called just about every week trying to get some status. And yeah, so find somebody that you can go knock on their door, or find them when they're not their personal door, but their business, that you can actually see them face to face and track them down if you've got questions, because it really does pay to go local when you're trying to get a mortgage.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. The next question. The furnace went out in my new house I bought. Could I have made the old owners pay for a replacement? No, probably not. I don't know what your contract was with them, but I imagine that was not part of the deal. In most cases, it is not. Once you buy a house, you have that house and all of its responsibilities for repairs. You can get a home warranty program, so if you bought something like that, you might be entitled to call people and run around in a loop, but you are more than likely, it's your responsibility to take care of any repairs that need done on a house you bought, no matter how soon, you just bought it.
Yes. That goes along with a question we've had multiple times that, is how much money do we have in order to buy a house?
Mm-hmm.
And Ethan and I have talked about that before. You want some money set back, because once you've purchased that home and something comes up, then you're responsible.
Mm-hmm.
So not only do you need the cash that maybe for inspections or maybe for closing costs, whatever the situation, but you also need some money set back if you have to do any repairs once you bought the home. So once you sign the papers and the seller sign the papers, you're pretty much on your own. You can have a home warranty, which is an option sometimes. Like Ethan mentioned, sometimes those home warranties work, sometimes they do not. So you do not want to go into home ownership broke. That's a bad way to start.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Any other questions for today?
No, I think that was it.
All right. So we are ready for our highlight listings, our highlighted listings.
Yeah, our highlight
that
listings.
We highlight for you to see.
All right.
You gonna start with yours?
Sure.
Okay.
I got a house, and on Facebook you can see this, on Instagram I'm sorry you can't. We got a house on Red Cedar Lane, which is just off of Pottersville Road, south of Spencer. 1451 Red Cedar Lane in Spencer. It is active right now for $120,000. It is a duplex. It's got 4 bedrooms, 2 baths, an entire facility, so 2 bedrooms, 1 bath per side. It is currently, half of it is rented, so it is a great rental opportunity if you're looking to get into owning some rentals. It's literally minutes outside of Spencer. It's got maybe, I think it's 0.45 acres, 1,700 square feet is the house. Got a little carport off of it. But yeah, $120,000, and you can have a rental in Spencer, and it's already half rented, so half of the work is done for you.
There you go.
All right, that's the next one.
All right, which one are we doing next? Okay, Johnson Road. This is 613 Johnson Road. This is a nice little in-ground home on Johnson Road. It actually comes with just a touch less than an acre. It's 0.88 acres. It's got a master bedroom, a bathroom, and an office slash bedroom in the back corner with a, like I say, a full bath. Nice kitchen, living room area. This is one you just needed to see. If you're wanting to get started, say a little starter home, this is a perfect option for you. It's listed at $89,900, and if you have not been out that way, you might take a look. It's kind of out in the country a little bit. It's a nice area, and it'll be one you definitely want to see if you're in that $89,000 price range.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, another one.
The other one is in Stinesville, 8212 North Market Street in Stinesville. This is a nice older home. It actually has 1,713 square feet. It needs a little bit of repair to it. It's one of those you can go in and fix a bunch of odd and end things, but it's got a lot of potential. It's kind of a what I would call like a historic look to this home. It's got limestone on the outside. It's got a newer metal roof. It's got hardwood floors. Just a good one to check out. If you want to be in the Stinesville area, this is one you definitely want to look at. It's two bedrooms, nice size living room and dining room with a kitchen and a front room. Definitely, if you want to see that, it's listed at $99,000 and it is at 8212 North Market Street in Stinesville. So that's two of them that's priced really well for people who's wanting to get a starter home. Maybe not such large payments, but get something that they can grow from. That's two places you might want to check out.
Yeah,
for sure.
Awesome.
So, anything else?
Oh, I got an ending quote, and you don't.
I'm working on it.
Okay.
I'm working on it.
You want me to go ahead and say
yeah,
mine?
Yeah, you say yours.
All right. You guys comment if you have any questions for next week. You can always direct message us on any of our social media platforms as well. We will answer those questions. We kind of store them up and answer them on Tuesdays. So if you have any other questions that you didn't get to ask us right now, you can ask us later. Also, like our Facebook page and our Instagram if you haven't already. All right, my ending quote is by somebody, and I don't know who, and I tried to find a...
You always give me a hard time.
I know. I tried to find out who said it, and there was somebody claiming to have said it, but I don't think he was actually... It looked like a homemade website. I don't think it was him. But it's attitude is the difference between an ordeal and an adventure.
There you go.
Your attitude is what makes the difference.
There you go. Okay, here's mine that I just found as Ethan was talking. Change your thoughts and you change your world, by Norman Vincent Peale. Did we share that one time before? That sounds familiar.
Maybe. It's worth sharing again.
It's worth sharing again. That's a
good
one.
That was a good
one. Yours is a good one, too.
Oh, thank
actually.
You.
Those are a couple of good quotes.
Those are good quotes. You guys should just watch our shows just for the quotes. Because you can't Google them on your own. Alrighty.
Well,
is that it?
I think that's it for today. Thanks everyone for tuning in.
Yes, and if you haven't come and got your prize from last week, come and get your prize at our office.
There you go.
I haven't kept track of who's coming and who hasn't, so.
The swing is gone.
Oh, the swing's gone. So we just got our
$10 prize.
Okay.
Yeah.
Come and get them.
Alright,
see you guys.
Thanks for listening. I hope you learned something new. If you have some of your own questions you'd like to ask us, then please send an email to questions@keithrealty.net. That's questions@keithrealty.net. And we'll see if we can't answer your questions on our next show. See you next time.